Friends will be received at the Hyo Funeral Home of Shakora, 1 to 3, 5 to 7 on Thursday. The viewing chapel will be limited to 10 people at a time. A private family service will follow at 7 p.m. Again, final arrangements for Toby L. Larimore have been handled by the Hyo Funeral Home. Janet E. Bowen, age 78, of Butler, passed away on March 22nd. Janet had worked for McDonald's at the Greater Butler Mart and was a member of the Thorn Creek United Methodist Church. Janet is survived by her daughters, also her son, her stepsons as well, and one stepdaughter. She is also survived by a number of grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews, one sister, and one brother as well. Final arrangements for Janet E. Bowen have been handled by the Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home and cremation services. It is by the family's wishes that all services will be held privately. Again, final arrangements for Janet E. Bowen by the Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home and cremation services in Butler. And that is your final notes for today. Complete obituary information is available to you on our website at butlerradio.com.
Considering the purchase of pre-need funeral merchandise? Don't buy or sign anything until you and your family have all the facts. Consult the Thomas M. Steichner Funeral Home in Shakora before you purchase anything. The Steichners have been in this business since 1972 and are experts in pre-arrangement, right down to the last detail. Details that you may not be aware of. The Thomas M. Steichner Funeral Home in Shakora walks you through the entire process, explaining everything, and most often will save you money. 100% of all pre-need purchase money is placed in a trust fund in the name of the person buying the merchandise and service. So before you decide on anything, be sure to call 445-2200. That's 445-2200 and talk with Tom Steichner or Tammy Steichner, second generation of the Steichner family. Pre-arrangement by the Thomas M. Steichner Funeral Home in Shakora. Go ahead, give them a call. Do it today while you're thinking about it.
Mostly cloudy skies today, a high just about 53. Tomorrow, it looks like we may see some showers in the forecast. A high of 52, a low down to 42. Partly cloudy on Thursday with a high of 64 and a low down to 40. Friday, some showers likely back in the picture with a 90% chance of rain showers. Friday's high near 62 degrees.
Tri-Rivers 2020. Focus on your musculoskeletal health.
I'm Dr. James Craig from Tri-Rivers. As a physical medicine and rehabilitation specialist, I perform fluoroscopically guided injections in our offices to treat chronic pain. This non-operative x-ray guidance approach allows me to inject the medication into various sites throughout the body with maximum accuracy. To learn more or schedule an appointment, please visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
That's right, they turn me loose every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. to bring you the Mr. 60s Rock and Roll Oldie Show, right here on WISR. You can't say we didn't warn you. We play these promos all week long. Then they let me in the studio on Saturday mornings to play some oldies for you. You turn on your radio every week to listen, and for that, I thank you. Keep up the good work.
Need to get out of town? Check into Butler Motor Tours. They can get you out of town in style and in comfort on their big luxury cruise buses. Have you checked out their website lately? So many exciting trips coming up. Check out butlerbus.com and find out where they're taking you next. They have trips all over the country. They'll even help you set sail to maybe the Caribbean. Casino trips, historic landmarks, all across the country. No driving, no handling luggage, entertainment, and most meals. All can be put together with no worries, all in an inclusive price. Call Butler Motor Tours today for more information. Or again, go to their website, butlerbus.com, and check out all of the exciting trips. They especially take care of you around the holidays. Seriously, no better way to travel than Butler Motor Tours.
Welcome back to this hour with your extended news with WISR 680 AM. Tracy Morgan, yeah, working out of the office, but yet in a different studio, so working remotely today. And as we've been doing, Dave is at home. He is fine. And we're kind of substituting It's Your Turn for another few days with interviews with those that are in this county and with issues that are important to you. And today, because I am working out of the studio, I thought of this because I got home and all of a sudden my family's home, right? And I'm thinking, I don't even know what to make to eat. So that's what we're talking about. We have Dawn Tucci on the line with us, and she's also at her home right now, so in two different places. But she's a registered dietitian with Relive International, a food science company. And she's in Slippery Rock, in that area. And so she's northern Butler County. And Dawn, first of all, welcome to the program. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Tracy. It's nice to talk to another human.
I know, right? Isn't this odd? You know, I know we have to, and we'll respect that, but it's just odd when you come home and you're thinking, how do I do this today? You know, if you're working right. or not working, it's just odd to have to live a whole new life.
Absolutely. It's been very different the last week or so, but we're staying positive, and we know we're going to get through this.
Absolutely.
And we're going to take advantage of these opportunities.
And the other thing that I found interestingly humorous, if I can say it that way, is what I opened with. So when I'm home, I'm realizing how non-domestic I am, how much, and when it comes to food, how we like to eat out. And if I have a go-to recipe, it's like the same two or three recipes. And so now all of a sudden, you know, the family is home, we're home. And I wanted to talk to you about how do we eat? How do we get through this when all of a sudden we have to now make meals that we're just not used to making?
Right. It's almost like going back in time, because this is how we used to live, that we primarily planned on doing this is the first step here, but we planned on eating at home, and most of our meals were at home. And we went on occasion, and I think we're kind of in that boat right now, like you said, where we could still go out and get a takeout meal, and I think we should support our restaurants and keep them in business. But most of the time, we're trying to stay away from people. And but I guess you got to step out for a minute here once you realize, like you just did, Tracy, that okay, there's people in my house and they all want to eat. You got to make a plan and then get to the grocery store. So maybe we can talk about that today. You know, how do you make a plan and what are you going to make and how do you get some ideas? I think that's where you're going with that.
Yeah, and let's talk about making the plan first off, because I know in my household, and I'm sure I'm not alone, whenever you are home and the whole family is home and they see a bunch of food, everybody wants to eat it in 2 days. And in these days, and I say that lightheartedly, but at the same time, it's serious, because as a parent or as the adult in the house, you know you have to make that food last. So how do you plan for like a week or 2 weeks down the road?
Yes, and so I guess what comes to mind is get really healthy food that nobody wants to eat. No, that's a joke. Of course, they're going to want to eat it.
Right.
And I did notice that the snack aisle was cleaned out. You know, the vegetables were intact over there, but the snack aisle was cleaned out. So I think a couple points to make here is that, you know, we want to provide our families with nutritious food because that's what creates a strong immune system. So, of course, we want to provide nutritious food. We also have to consider that food is a fun, pleasurable part of life. And so it's almost like we have to accommodate both needs. And I think we're all looking for a little comfort these days. And sometimes food fills that gap. But I think what we really want to do, and the first step has to be, like you said, is to recognize, okay, we're kind of in a different situation right now. We're going to be eating at home, and so now I've got to make a plan and go to the grocery store. And you might want to start with using our resources. You know, go on Pinterest, go online, look for some recipes that maybe that would be a little different than you normally do, because you do have a little bit of time right now. And I think that's always been, I don't want to say the excuse, but and it's valid, is that our lives are so busy, we don't have time to pay attention to, or we don't make the time to pay attention to what goes in our mouth. We just put something in our mouth. And I think some things are going to come out of this little recess from life that we have, that maybe we could create some really good habits by doing a little exploring online as to what would be a healthy, good choice and a new recipe. We might have a little bit more time to do things like that right now, maybe even involving the family. So I think first it's, you know, recognizing that, hey, I got to get some ideas here and I got to get to that grocery store.
Get
some groceries.
Talk to me, if you would, about eating when you're talking about just putting anything in your mouth. That reminds me of stress eating. And I'm a stress eater. I'll admit it, I'm a stress eater. But during these times, I would rather eat something healthier, even if I'm stress eating, opposed to all the chips, which we still do have in our house, and ice cream, which we have in our house. But I'd rather be eating healthier food. So what can I eat that's healthier, even if I'm a stress eater?
Let's talk about that. So I think if we get so stressed, you know, for me it would be chocolate. And I would find myself in the pantry with the chocolate bar, breaking off a piece, maybe another piece, maybe, you know, I'll just eat this much. So sometimes you catch yourself doing that. And so then you're saying, like you're saying, you know, wouldn't it be better to have some other choices? And I think one of the things that we need to do is fill our snack drawer. Okay, there's some chocolate bars in there. There's some chips in there. But also with some really healthy things that also taste good, nuts, almonds, cashews, mixed nuts, peanuts, sunflower seeds, all these things provide really healthy fats. And if you look at the nutrients that we need, a lot of times it's those healthy fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E. Those are all the fat-soluble vitamins. And the foods like nuts have some really high-quality, healthy fat and good nutrition. And it's going to give us something to crunch on. Usually there's some salt there, which we all like that. And it entertains our mouth. It gives us something to chew on. It's good for us. And then I also like the sweet side, so I might even pair that with some dates or figs. And again, you know, you would have had to have gone to the store and brought those home. And that's one of the things that's still at the grocery store. You know, sometimes the bread aisle is cleaned out, but there's still a lot of nuts and dried fruits. And those are the things to put right next to the chips and the chocolate bars in your snack drawer, so that when somebody reaches in, you know, there's a good choice. There's some of those.
And Donnie, snack mixes too. Even when you're saying put them next to, I've done the trick of only putting that in the snack drawer. And when my kids go to the snack drawer, I say, hey, that's what we got. You know, what we have is what we have. And so therefore, you're just going to have to eat
it. So true, Tracy. And then that bowl of fruit on right there in front of everybody, and then some cheese in the cheese drawer, and cheese and fruit. And sometimes I'll make that plate of cheese and fruit. If it's, you know, the middle of the day, I know everybody's going to want a snack, or some hummus and some pita bread or some of those healthy tortilla chips. You're right. Buy what you want to eat and put that in the drawer, or put that in front of your family, and then they'll eat it.
Yeah, if they're hungry enough, they will eat it. And if they want a snack, absolutely.
So they'll probably like it.
Yeah, and you know, after a while, that may be what they pick up. You just never know. So Dawn Tucci with me. She's a registered dietitian with Relive International. She's in northern Butler County. Relive International is a food science company. And you've been a registered dietitian for some time now, Dawn. Talk about how when we make food, make dinners, make lunches, on how we could just be as simple as possible and get through this very easily.
Yeah, I am all about simple, healthy meals that don't require a lot of pots and pans. There's those days that I like to cook, but they're few and far between. Most of the time, you're just getting food out and you want it to be healthy. So I think looking for recipes that have a lot of vegetables and plant-based ingredients, that's really the direction that we need to go. I know we're in Western Pennsylvania. We have great quality meat that we can get, and I think that's fantastic to eat some of that. But I think it's really what we're realizing today is that we need more nutrient-dense foods, and that's our plants, our grains, our whole grains, our vegetables, our fruits, nuts and seeds that we've been talking about. So I don't know if everybody knows this, but if you have a list of ingredients, like let's say you really like bell peppers, you really like garlic, you really like spinach or something like that. You can Google recipes with bell peppers, garlic and spinach. And then you'll start to see recipes that give you ideas. And you can read through a few of them and say, okay, we like these ingredients. Oh, I can find these ingredients in Slippery Rock. Okay, there's not a lot of steps here. That's the one I'm going to make. That's kind of how you determine. And I found a super recipe that's really based on that. It's a pasta recipe, and you can use regular pasta or edamame pasta, chickpea pasta. There's all kinds of pastas out there. So really just boiling some noodles and then making this sauce that's based on, we love roasted red peppers, we love garlic, we love onions, and that pretty much is the sauce. So I've got some great go-tos that I know my family loves that has the ingredients that I know they need. And just a matter of purchasing them and having that recipe and making it.
And you never know whenever you do make a new recipe when they actually like it. I've come out on the positive side of that a couple of times, and now sometimes those recipes are the family favorites, and so they're go-tos. Do you have one recipe that you could give us, because I know we only have a couple minutes left with you, that is a go-to for you? What is one recipe that you put together that's very simple?
I do. I have a couple. So I'll do plant-based is falafels. Google it. Google falafels and the sauce. To me, they fight over them, and it's you're not going to believe the ingredients are there. So healthy. The other one is a meat-based recipe. It's a lemon chicken with mashed potatoes and broccoli, and it's really just sautéing the chicken with lemon and chicken broth. I use flour, which makes a little bit of a sauce, mashing some potatoes. We were talking about comfort foods. Nothing better than that. And then just cooking some broccoli on the side in the microwave or however you want to do it. That recipe has been a favorite in my house and so simple, and everybody loves it. So just a couple, one that's plant-based and one that's meat-based.
I want to ask you about drinks, and then I have one final question for you before we go. But we didn't really talk about drinks off the air before we started this, but what should we be drinking right now? And that's going to lead me into a body and how nutrition helps a body. So you might want to just answer the whole thing in one answer if you want. But drinks, should we be putting the pop aside and the sugary drinks aside? What's your thought on drinks?
Definitely. I mean, occasionally there's those drinks that we have, like soda. But there's just so many reasons not to have it, sugar and the other things that it has in it. Green tea is one of those that boosts the immune system. Most people like green tea. There's a lot of varieties out there. Water should be the main one, and half your body weight in ounces is the recommendation. Coffee's okay. I mean, moderate use, but and juices you really want to limit. There's just a lot of calories. Some flavored waters, just have to be careful if it's sugar that ends in O-L, can cause diarrhea with a lot of consumption. So mostly water and tea, I would say, Tracy, and then just filling your body with as much nutritious food as you can right now. You really will function better. You'll handle life better if you feel good. Lots of plant-based foods in your house. If you bring it in, that's what everybody will eat, like you were saying.
So, Dawn, I want to end our conversation on this topic here, which I know there nobody's trying to say, you know, that there's a cure. You know, nobody's trying to be connecting the health concerns with a guarantee. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I am asking you as a dietitian, when you're talking about any kind of flu, virus, cold, you know, whatever, with the immune system, how does nutrition play a role in keeping our bodies as healthy as they possibly can be?
Yeah, it builds our defense. So, you know, we have this defense immune system that can either be strong or weak. Nutrition and exercise and the way we live our life determines whether or not you're going to have a strong defense. And even if the virus or the bacteria gets around your defense, if it's fairly strong, maybe not strong enough to prevent it, but fairly strong, you're going to get through that illness with very little time and suffering.
So now might be a good time to, and I say this seriously, to revamp what you eat. I mean, if it's a time, and I'm guilty as charged. I mean, I have said this on the air before. I'm not the healthiest eater in the world. So maybe this is a time where maybe we could reflect and look back on what we could change and maybe become healthier overall.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of the things right now while we're all at home, keep our minds on the positive. What can we do for ourselves? You know, our kids, their school has been taken away. Our jobs sometimes have been taken away. What can we do for ourselves? And like you said, Tracy, set us up to be healthy the next time another virus comes around, to be strong. Right now, focus on some nutrient-dense recipes and snacks to have in your house and a lot of water in your bodies. And that goes a long ways. There's a lot of exercise programs online. Start doing something slowly that can get your body moving too. Those two things go hand in hand.
Dawn Tucci, a registered dietitian, and she also works with Relive International, a food science company. She's in northern Butler County. I know I've seen you online, Dawn. Where can we catch you? Website, Facebook, where do we catch you?
Yeah, Facebook I love. I have a Nutrition Made Simple page. That's my mantra, Nutrition Made Simple. Check that out. There's always recipes on there. I do lives on Monday night, just trying to help people make nutrition simple but healthy in their lives.
Thank you, Dawn, for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely, Tracy. Be well.
Thank you. You too. And folks, thank you very much for joining us for this hour of the WISR Extended News at Noon. We'll join you again tomorrow with WISR 680 AM.
The deals at Tobacco for Less just keep getting better and better. Their stores now include a great loyalty program for valued customers that can help you save on your purchases. Each dollar spent at Tobacco for Less will earn a point. And once you hit 200 points, you can redeem $10 off any purchase of $25 or more. Stock up on their various tobacco products, explore the cigar selection in their walk-in humidor, or check out the great CBD products in their health and wellness department. For all your smoking and vaping needs, visit Tobacco for Less in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
Spring is here. Get road ready with a brand new set of tires from Cooper Tires. Now through April 20th, when you buy your qualifying Cooper Tires, you can claim up to a $70 Cooper Tire reward. Jumpstart the season with great options like the Discoverer AT3 family of tires, Discoverer SRX, CS5, Ultra Touring, and CS5 Grand Touring. Visit us.coopertire.com/promotions for details. Or see local Cooper Tire retailers at West End Tire and Service, West Cunningham Street in Butler, for a new set of tires today.
Home care through Concordia Visiting Nurses includes services which foster recovery, rehabilitation, recuperation, and health education. Ask your doctor about medical support needs at home. Ask for a referral for Concordia Visiting Nurses and enjoy the benefits of skilled practitioners coming to your home to help you feel better. For tips for family caregivers, visit ElderPagesPittsburgh.com.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
summer through. I thought I'd found my dream in you. For me, you were the one. But that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. We walked together hand in hand, across miles and miles of golden sand. But now it's over and done, 'cause that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. We had such happiness together. I can't believe it's gone forever. Wait till summer comes again. I hope that you remember when our love had just begun. I loved you yesterday, and yesterday's gone. We had such happiness together. I can't believe it's gone forever. Wait until summer comes again. I hope that you remember when our love had just begun. I loved you yesterday, and yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone.
This is Butler's hometown radio station, your source for the latest local news, sports, and community activities. Only on WISR, 680 AM Butler.
This is CBS News on the Hour with Nora O'Donnell.
Nora is on assignment. I'm Pam Coulter in Washington. With more businesses closing their doors and more workers facing extended layoffs, an anxious nation is waiting for the Senate to reach a deal on a bill to bolster the economy during the coronavirus outbreak. CBS's Natalie Brand has the latest.
Senators remain in a heated debate over moving forward with passing a nearly $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package.
The American people are waiting for us to act today.
Democrats will not stop working with our Republicans and counterparts until we get the job done.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's hopeful a deal can be reached by the end of the day. That includes more guardrails on funding for major corporations and additional resources for health care.
Six members of the Senate are under quarantine, with Kentucky Republican Rand Paul announcing he tested positive for the virus. The Federal Reserve is hoping to calm markets by buying more treasury and mortgage-backed bonds. CBS's Jill Schlesinger has more.
The central bank said it would continue buying bonds in, quote, the amounts needed to support smooth market functioning. This means that the Fed will buy as much as it needs to buy to keep the nation's financial plumbing unclogged.
California, Ohio, Connecticut, and a number of other states are ordering all but essential workers to stay home. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
It is clear this is what we can and must do to protect ourselves.
Possible new symptoms of the coronavirus?
You've probably heard about the symptoms of coronavirus, including cough and fever, difficulty breathing. But there's increasing evidence that loss of the sense of smell and taste may be telltale signs, even without other symptoms. If you experience it, health experts are recommending you self-isolate for 7 days, even with no other symptoms. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
I'm Jim Crisula. Truck drivers like Sabina Steinhauer are among the nation's new heroes in the face of the coronavirus pandemic.
This is not an easy job, but especially lately, the last week or so, places have closed their restrooms, rest areas have closed, service plazas have closed.
Many drivers can only get a shower at truck stops, and coronavirus has prompted many of them to close their shower rooms. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Gibsonville, North Carolina.
Woody Allen's memoir has been released after all.
You mentioned on the phone that you'd had some dizziness.
Yes, a little dizziness, and I think I'm developing a hearing loss in my right ear, on my left.
Independent Arcade Publishing released the book apropos of nothing after it was dropped by Hachette Book Group amid decades-old allegations that the movie director molested his daughter. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 582 today. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
When was the last time you read the Constitution? Specifically, Article 1, Section 2. The Founding Fathers thought it was critical to count the population every 10 years so that congressional representation would be based on facts. And it also helps inform how billions in funding are spent every year. The census is our opportunity to be heard. And if you think about it, our civic duty.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Buds for you to clean your hands. More distilleries are switching over.
On tap, Budweiser.
The world's biggest brewing company, Anheuser-Busch, is now cranking out hand sanitizer. It says it'll be working with the Red Cross to figure out where it's needed most. Bacardi will also manufacture sanitizer at one of its largest rum distilleries in Cataño, Puerto Rico. And small boutique distilleries in New York have been packaging their sanitizer in artisanal bottles. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News. While we're all sheltering in place, families have to get creative in celebrating big milestones. Alfred Vicoli of Pawtucket, Rhode Island, turned 92 today, but with
8 children, 14 grandchildren, and 15 great-grandchildren, his family realized they couldn't have the traditional party, so they held a parade. Family and friends piled in cars decorated with banners and balloons, drove down Vicoli Street singing Happy Birthday. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Good afternoon. I'm Tracy Morgan with a look at your local news with the Butler Radio Network. You can always get news anytime on demand on our website at butlerradio.com and on Alexa-powered devices. You download the Butler Radio News skill and say, Alexa, what's in the news? The Butler County Commissioners have announced that non-essential county personnel will temporarily be furloughed beginning today. However, operations will be maintained. According to Board Chairman Leslie Oshie, the decision about proper staffing was made in conjunction with court and elected officials in order to balance employee safety with essential services. Commissioners Kim Geyer and Kevin Boozle agreed that this is the next step in the process that is going on, not only at the county level, but also in state and federal governments. The county expressed appreciation for the patience and cooperation of county staff and the union that represents them. Slippery Rock University has announced that the university's spring commencement ceremonies have been postponed indefinitely. SRU President William Berry said the decision to reschedule the May 8th and 9th festivities was made to stem the spread of the COVID-19 virus. According to Berry, with many health experts predicting an extended period of disruption, it was important to make this decision before families and friends made their plans to join graduates at the ceremony. Pending the national situation, university officials still plan to hold an in-person celebration later this year. Butler Area School District continues to help address community needs while also preparing for future instructional possibilities. At Monday night's meeting, Butler Superintendent Dr. Brian White provided school board members with an update about food and technology distribution. Nearly 1,300 students are currently receiving food from the Butler Area School District, with about 18,000 meals distributed per week. The majority of those are being delivered by school police officers. School police are also distributing a couple of hundred internet-capable devices for families without available technology. The district also has 70 hotspot devices to provide free Wi-Fi service and is waiting for the distributor to be able to provide at least 30 more. Whitestown Road Extension, or I should say Whitestown Extension Road in Conequenessing Township, closed today. That road between 528 and Crab Run Road, officials say the road will be closed indefinitely as crews repair a washed-out culvert. PennDOT reopening 23 more rest stops across the state, including a number of locations in western Pennsylvania. The decision comes nearly a week after PennDOT decided to reopen 13 rest stop facilities in the state. A longtime local teacher and member of the Butler Area Theater community has passed away. Donald Orwald died on March 16th at his home in Texas. He spent 30 years teaching in Knock High School as an English teacher. He served as the advisor of the Knock Times newspaper, and he directed school plays and musicals. Orwald also participated at productions at the Butler Little Theater and the Musical Theater Guild. He also wrote many plays that received national performances as well. A memorial service in Butler is being planned for later this year. He was 78 years old. Butler County has created a new communications position and hired a person to take on that job. The Leadership Council created the position of communications specialist to facilitate the flow of information during the coronavirus pandemic. The council then appointed former Butler Eagle reporter Tom Victoria to the post. He has a good familiarity with the county officials and also how the county government operates. Butler County Commissioner Board Chairman Leslie Ocean pointed out that communications is critical during this kind of emergency. The Butler Area School District is moving forward with a couple of capital improvement projects to be done over the summer. During their meeting on Monday night, the school board approved a contract with Triangle Roofing to put a new roof on Emily Britton Community and Partnership Schools at a cost of nearly $750,000. The board also approved an agreement with Shields Asphalt Paving to pave the intermediate and senior high school parking lots at a cost of just over $760,000. The South Butler Community Meals on Wheels program will continue to serve those who need the resources. Diane Bickford is a volunteer with the program, and they were at a meeting last night. Bickford said the South Butler program typically serves 62 households. However, a majority of them told Meals on Wheels that they have access to other resources. The school, the South Butler Meals on Wheels, I should say, is based out of the Glade Run Church in Middlesex Township. The Produce to People program at the Farmers Market in the city of Butler is canceled today. A representative from the Greater Butler, or I should say Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank, told our newsroom that due to the current health concerns, the monthly distribution has been temporarily suspended. With the Butler Radio Network, I'm Tracy Morgan reporting. Of course, you can always get news anytime on demand on our website at butlerradio.com. And on Alexa power devices, you download the Butler Radio News skill and say, Alexa, what's in the news?
Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? I took my Cobra down to the track. Everyone was there just a-waiting for me. There were plenty of stingrays and XKs. Spring, little Cobra, getting ready to strike. Spring, little Cobra, with all your might. Spring, little Cobra, getting ready to strike. Spring, little Cobra, with all your might. Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The stingray you know you're gonna shut them down. Around the corner I turned and I straight away. I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The stingrays and jags were so far behind. I took my Cobra out of gear and lay close to the line. Shut them. Spring, little Cobra, getting ready to strike. Spring, little Cobra, with all your might. Spring, little Cobra, getting ready to strike. You know you're gonna shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut
them down. 16 reasons
why secret signs, they're all part of 16 reasons why I love you. The way you comb your hair, your freckled nose, the way you say you care, your crazy clothes, that's just
reason.
Coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
He climbed the Fever Mountains. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High. Life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows. and fear of a simple thing cannot comprehend. Why they try to tear the mountains down and bring in a couple more, more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. And though he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
Top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up air is fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street.
up on the roof.
Up on the roof.
At night the stars put on a show for free. And darling, you can share it all with me. I keep a telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room in up for two. Up on the roof, up on the roof.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of life. Just one more chance. Oh, I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love. The meaning of romance. In chapter four you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
This is Butler's hometown radio station, where local news is number one, with the expanded report at noon every day, only on Butler County's local news leader, WISR Butler.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got eight cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a four-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with four living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is and there ain't no more.
Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped a truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy